Wall Street takes greed to new heights of obscenity. I'll tell you about it today on Hightower Radio. In December, when children all across the country were having dreams of sugar plums dancing in their heads, the barons of Wall Street were having much richer dreams, and all of theirs came true. The top dogs at the big banking houses gorged themselves on record payouts that have taken greed to new heights of obscenity. The honcho of Goldman Sachs, for example, grabbed a bonus of $53 million, the highest ever taken. And he's only been CEO since June, so that's for half a year's work. Likewise, Morgan Stanley's chief ended the year with a sweet bonus payment of $41 million, while Lehman Brothers' top executive got only an $11 million bonus, but he'll also receive $189 million in stock grants over the next 10 years. Bear in mind that these lavish awards are in addition to their regular salaries, platinum-level health care packages, rich pension plans, and all sorts of kingly perks. Ah, yes, say the corporate royalists, but such extravagant wealth is richly deserved, for it's the reward for taking risks in our system of corporate capitalism. But if it's, quote, risk that our economy is to celebrate, then why not hail drug kingpins as pillars of our society? Besides, these brokers are not risking their own personal money in their firm's speculative ventures, but the assets of shareholders and clients. And when their ventures turn sour, as often happens, they don't have to pay out of pocket. In fact, many are paid bonuses anyway. Let's also note that much of the profits reaped by Wall Street banks is for such economic wheel spinning as corporate takeovers that ultimately result in job cuts, inferior products, inefficiencies, and loss of competition. Our economy loses, but the top bankers still walk away with fat bonuses. This is Jim Hightower saying, these guys are greed-headed profiteers, not risk-takers who should be praised, much less emulated.
This Jim Hightower commentary has been brought to you by the United Steelworkers, the union committed to winning every employee's right to choose representation free from fear of being intimidated or fired. Visit us on the World Wide Web at usw.org.